Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
All around the country, college students are starting to, if they haven't already begun, figure out their summer plans. The opportunities seem almost endless and definitely overwhelming. One of the questions we very often receive at National Right to Life is what summer opportunities are available for college pro-life students. The answer is there are many, and today and tomorrow we'll talk more about these special programs. If you know of a college student interested in becoming more active in the Right to Life movement, these next 2 days will be of particular interest. The first program is our college internship here at our national office, which we'll discuss shortly. The other, entering its sixth year, is the National Right to Life Academy. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more information on the Academy. Throughout the movement and across the nation, you'll find pro-life activists who got their start by working their college summers at National Right to Life, including several members of the staff here in the national office. When I served as National Right to Life's political director, I was always amazed by the energy and dedication my interns brought to their work, and I'm proud to say that many have gone on to become leaders for life in their own right. Our summer internship program, typically lasting 8 weeks, selects approximately 10 interns per year to join one of our 14 departments and become an integral part of day-to-day activities. In addition to the daily work, interns attend weekly seminars held by the leaders of our movement, educating and encouraging the next generation of activists. Our National Right to Life interns get one-on-one time to learn firsthand from leading experts in the movement and learn the history of where our movement has come from and how we've ended up where we are today. These seminars, beyond the invaluable pro-life education they provide, offer opportunities for the interns to get to know one another and to make lifelong friendships. While we keep our interns extremely busy with projects, we try to make sure they have some time to explore Washington. With our office centrally located in D.C., our interns have the opportunity to soak in the sights and the history. With the sheer number of activities that the city provides, there's never a dull day for a student working for life. Interns also receive registration, room, and board for the National Right to Life Convention. This year, as in every presidential election year, the convention will be held right here in Washington, D.C. The convention provides opportunities to connect with friends all across the country and to network with the affiliates from their home state. Beyond the social time that the convention provides, interns are allowed to attend the sessions as well, adding to their pro-life education. Many of our interns leave here so passionate about the cause of life that they dedicate their lives to saving the unborn. As I mentioned, throughout the movement, in our state offices and even here in the national office, you'll find staff members who got their start right here as an intern. The application process is vigorous, but provides an opportunity for applicants to express their views on a myriad of life issues, including abortion, embryonic stem cell research, and assisted suicide. Whether students are majoring in finance, political science, history, or even theater, there is a place for them because the fight for life relies on people from all different backgrounds and specialties willing to use their unique talents to advance our great cause. As I mentioned, the internship program isn't our only summer opportunity for pro-life college students. Running for 6 weeks, we also have an academy program for pro-lifers interested in taking their pro-life education to the next level. Please join me tomorrow as I share more about this very special program. For more information, please visit our website at prolifeperspective.com or email me at carol@prolifeperspective.com.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.